equal pay for women, no one is illegal, stop ICE deportations, health care for all, affordable housing, protect creation, water is life, equal rights for LGBTQ. So what was the process you all used to come up with these priorities, and how did you decide it?
So we broke off into two groups, and we kind of just decided on what was most important to us. And we decided this by just, it kind of just came naturally that we both, that we all agreed on what was the most important thing to us to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And talk about real quick about your collaboration with St. Andrew's Youth Group. Are they also working on the same kind of things that you do?
Yeah, they're actually helping us out a lot, and they are supporting us, and they're like coming back with us. We've made a route for everything to take place and how we're going to do it.
And St. Andrew's Congregation has a decades-long tradition of sanctuary, protecting Latin American families from the federal government. Will you be willing to help them with that?
Well, you know, St. Charles, I know I can speak for St. Charles. We're in the process of discernment on how we fit into the sanctuary movement right now. Mm-hmm. And as anybody who knows anything about the sanctuary movement knows, that there is all sorts of levels to fit in on. And especially after the election of Trump, when we saw so many of our parishioners in fear for their families and themselves and what was going to in their futures, we began this discernment process along with, I'm guessing, hundreds of other churches around the Portland area.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that you formed this to do this work says a lot about your own parish. How have you seen your community grow and change over time?
I think that the youth is leading us in this, as they should. I mean, when we look at who is going to bear the brunt of the consequences of failed policies and laws, it's going to be them, and they have the least amount of say. But I know that in our own parish, the youth are always at the forefront of bringing us more in line with the gospel values of justice.
Mm-hmm. And as you work with the youth, are you also working to develop leaders among the parish, and how are you doing that?
Yes, we do have, we are working on making a strong leadership team. To do this, we are going down to LA for a couple of days, and we are doing a training to learn how to become great, strong leaders to do that.
Mm-hmm. And have any of you learned anything new since you all decided to become more politically active?
Not really. We already know that we're awesome. We're working great on it.
Nice.
See, yeah. I told you they are awesome.
Yeah, future leaders right here. Yeah. Cool. What's your take on the Pope's comment that Catholics should be working more closely with Lutherans?
Well, I mean, that's nothing new to our youth group. I think it was Shantae mentioned that anybody is welcome at our youth group. I mean, age restrictions apply, but no other restrictions. So we, while we're sponsored by two Catholic churches, and I work for the Catholic Church, we are open to youth of all denominations, of all gender identities, of all races. We are coming together to talk about how we find our place as people of faith, and how do we bring justice to the world? How do we build the kingdom? So, you know, with the Pope's comments about Lutherans, I wonder if he got the inspiration from Northeast Portland, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. And how can listeners at KBOO support your work?
Well, I'd encourage everyone to go to stcharlespdx.org and follow the donation links to the youth group. One thing, putting on marches like this and events like this, it takes money. So that's always helpful. Also, we have a Facebook event. So you can find that on St. Charles Facebook page. And if you could share that and broadcast the news as far and wide as you can, that would be wonderful.
All right. Thank you guys for coming. Folks, that was the Youth Group PDX from the St. Charles and Madeline Catholic Parishes. Catch up with them at stcharlespdx.org or their Facebook page.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
You're listening to KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Khalid Mosley, Miriam Widman, Al Khan, Sasha Zeekman, Tom Flynn, Doug McVeigh, and Kyle Carezzi. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News and the Oregon News Service. Our engineer is Wesley Saway. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. Now you're listening to KBOO Portland at 90.0 FM, K282BH, Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Kyle Carezzi.
And I'm Rosalyn Scott. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO, Portland weather is showers this morning, and they became steady light rain this afternoon, a high of 46. Coming up this next morning on KBOO at 8, it's the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. Joe and Abe take your calls. At 9 on Alternative Radio, Noam Chomsky speaks on utopia and how in the darkest of hours, we have to imagine that environmental and social justice are possible. At 10, the broadcast speaks with former CIA agent Jack Rice about Donald Trump, the danger of his tweets, his cabinet picks, and more. At 11 on Stage and Studio, D. May Roberts says goodbye to 2016 with highlights from the past year. At 11:30, Art Focus brings you interviews with artists, curators, and critics. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. A reminder that all new and increased gifts to KBOO are matched one-to-one through the end of the year. Thanks to the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. Good night, Kyle.
Good night, Rosalyn.
Give to KBOO today during our end-of-year match. Wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Give an extra gift today or become a new member, and your membership will be doubled to support independent community media and citizen journalism at KBOO. Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is in this year's Willamette Week Give Guide. The Give Guide highlights 140 local nonprofits doing some great work. But give to KBOO and Give Guide today and help us highlight the impact community radio has throughout the Willamette Valley. The Give Guide is an easy, secure way to make a gift to KBOO. You get Chinook book discounts, free great stuff, and your donation receipt right in your inbox. If you aren't a KBOO member yet, now's the time to join. Your Give Guide contribution will be matched one-to-one. In fact, extra gifts to KBOO will be matched too. It's a great way to help us secure our challenge match. Go to kboo.fm and click on the yellow banner on the top of the screen. Thank you for supporting KBOO.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, the transportation choice of Portlanders since 1946, with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab has a mobile app that allows you to book a cab with your phone, available at the App Store, Google Play, and at radiocab.net. Or, if you prefer, you can talk to a real person at 503-227-1212. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996.
New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
Good evening, you're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 5:58. Coming up next, This Way Out, followed by Making Contact at 6:30.
We are the only minority group that you can join overnight.
From Overnight Productions.
In the twinkling of an eye, in fact.
Oh. I am going to do everything I can to stop this election from degenerating into an attempt to pit one group of Americans against another.
Amendment 2 was never about people. It was about conduct.
It deprives a targeted group of people of basic constitutional rights.
Let's find out how we can live together with our differences.
We're not trying to destroy the family. We want to have families and be accepted by our families.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Walmart settles for millions in queer spousal benefits claims, Malta leads Europe in banning cure therapy, and remembering North Carolina's Colorado ancestor. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Wenzel Jones.
And I'm Carol Myers.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBT communities around the world for the week ending December 10th, 2016. Global retail giant Walmart settled a lawsuit this week for an announced $7.5 million to cover claims for spousal benefits that the company denied to its lesbian and gay workers. The class action lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts was filed in 2015 by the Boston-based group GLAAD, GLBTQ legal advocates and defenders, on behalf of Walmart employee Jacqueline Cote. She repeatedly tried to add her wife, Diana Smithson, to her health insurance coverage between 2006 and 2012, and was denied each time. The company changed its policy in early 2014, a year after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down key provisions of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act.